And greetings again. Welcome, bienvenidos. Hola, aloha, weni hao. Namaste, konnichiwa, guten tag, bonjour, half a day, salam, shalom, peace. Now, from the entertainment capital of the genetically mutated McNugget Pharmaceutical Vivisection Prison Industrial Corporation, this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden, and it finally can be revealed. Yes, I am the deep throat of Meatgate. Yes, we broke the truth here. Meat used to be as popular as Richard Nixon. You know, the guy who said, I am not a crook, and then had to run out of the White House. Richard Nixon, who said, I am not a crook. I am not full of, well, what's all over your hamburger. Yeah, Nixon was full of it, and your burger is covered with it. Where do you think you get your E. coli? Well, it was Watergate then, Meatgate now, deception, corruption. Your meat is not being properly tested for mad cow disease, not the right body parts, and the border wasn't as closed off to mad cow-nadian cows as your Gov Enron meant would have you believe. You got that, Bernstein? You got that, Woodward? Well, before I get chastised by Bob Novak and Pat Buchanan and G. Gordon Liddy, have they all been appointed to the Supreme Court yet? Those guardians of the moral code were all out decrying Watergate's Deep Throat's actions, showing that there's no statute of limitations when it comes to opposition to the truth. Are all of those Reich-wing propagandists afraid that history might repeat itself? Where a corrupt and deceitful presidiate might be chased from office. Well, what do I know about politics, huh? I'm more of a recipe kind of guy. So when you're sitting on your porch enjoying the warm June sunshine, reading the Downing Street documents, nothing satisfies that thirst quite like my chilled, fruity, herbal beverage. Into the juicer go slices of organic peaches, and along with them a bunch of mint leaves and peach mint. Sounds good to me. Perfect for that parched throat, that parched deep throat. Don't be a meat throat. Be a deep throat, or at least a deep thinker. What a shame the Nixon burglaries had to take place at the Watergate Hotel in Washington, D.C. Too bad it wasn't a Motel 6 or a Howard Johnson's, and, you know, then our biggest political scandal prior to, you know, a George W. Bush governorment would have been called Motel 6 Gate or Howard Johnson's Gate. Too bad they used up Watergate, because the real water scandal is meat. Yeah, Woodward, Bernstein. It's up to 8,500 gallons of water for a pound of beef, and meat is what uses up half our water. It accounts for half our water pollution. A vegan only needs 10,000 gallons of water to grow his or her food in a year. A meat eater needs 320,000 gallons. Yeah, meat is the scandal. Meat is the real Watergate. Yeah, you got that, Woodward? You got it, Bernstein? And I'm only revealing this now, this throat thing now, this deep throat thing, because I think I can cash in and think, well, maybe people will say to me,
oh, new one. I know, and you're going to be the hottest controversial vegan talk show host on the face of the planet.
Well, today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, we have a most special guest with unimpeachable credentials. And, you know, I say if you've lost respect for the president, well, you are misguided, at least in this case, because this president is the president of PETA, Ingrid Newkirk. And I know that she is just running around crazy with all sorts of interviews related to her book tour, related to Making Kind Choices. And she'll be at Borders Books in Mission Valley in San Diego this Thursday at 7 p.m. So let's see. Well, maybe to accommodate her schedule here, let's talk to Ingrid. She's in Philadelphia now. And Ingrid is the co-founder and president of PETA. And, well, you know PETA, and you know Ingrid, and she's written many books in the past that We've enjoyed Kids Can Save the Animals, The Compassionate Cook, 250 Things You Can Do to Make Your Cat Adore You, and Save the Animals, 251 Ways to Stop Thoughtless Cruelty, Free the Animals, and now Making Kind Choices with the foreword by Sir Paul McCartney, and just receiving heaps of praise. And welcome again to Go Vegan with Bob Linden. How are you, Ingrid Newkirk?
Fine, thank you, Bob, and delighted not to be spending this very moment sitting as I seem to be usually in Atlanta's airport, wondering when a plane is going to take off.
Yes. Well, this is a long book tour for you, isn't it?
Well, I have to run an organization and do a few other things, so what I'm doing is just fitting in as many gigs as I can in between times, and it's working out pretty well, except for the airlines.
Okay. So what are people curious about when they talk to you at book signings? What are people what are they interested in? What are they talking about?
I think they're absolutely stunned that this book is gentle, because Peter apparently has the reputation of being sort of in your face and controversial and making people actually look at what's on their own plates rather than throw stones at somebody in a foreign country who's doing something to animals. And so they are pretty knocked back that I say, look, take one step. Just take one step. Can't you do that? Or, you know, if you want to take two or 200, that's grand too. But here are some ideas for you. And it's not very gruesome. It's not gory. It just very lightly touches on cruelty. But the most, it's very positive. It's all about your empowering yourself, using your consumer power to get out there and not support the corporations that are ghastly, and to support the ones who are really ecologically conscious and animal friendly. And so I think people are quite stunned that it is gentle and positive, and it has little stories and things in it that are hopefully amusing.
Well, those of us who know PETA know that it's all about making kind choices, and that what PETA is about is kindness.
Yes, it is. Kindness is a virtue, and we try to get other people to go along with that. And I think that people are just a little afraid that sometimes we're shoving it down their throats more than they wish to tolerate it. But I feel sometimes that I'm not doing enough to be forceful about it. I was just reading a talk.
If Ingrid Newkirk isn't doing enough, what are we to say?
No,
what are
you
we
know
doing?
It is, Bob. I mean, you just, looking at the cattle truck going down the road, someone was saying to me, what is the difference between that and when people are criticized, they were in Germany and they saw the railroad cars going by with people in them, and they knew in their hearts they were going to a bad end. They knew the people had been uprooted and were frightened, but they didn't do anything. They just went on about their work. This is analogous to that we see the cattle trucks going down the road, and we go home and we order a steak, or we order a burger or a chicken thigh or something.
Well, speak for someone else. I get tears in my eyes when I see cows going by in a truck.
I swerve and stop the truck and say to the driver, come on, I'll pay you whatever I've got. Just get out of the truck. Pretend to have amnesia for a minute. Let's open up the back. But, of course, that's not what's going to solve it. What's going to solve it is people deciding to take personal responsibility. And that's the last thing that we have on our minds in this country today. It's all self-indulgence. And so it's hard to rock that psyche that people have at the moment.
So where should people start? Let's say the unkind people who wander into a bookstore and they were looking for their, you know, hunting and rifle magazine or something, and, here's Ingrid Newkirk. Well, what advice would Ingrid give to a person who's way off on the other end to get started?
Well, I think there are very few people who feel that they are knowingly, happily unkind. There are some people, and some of them actually come to my book signings and show me their leather coats proudly and things like that, as if I've never seen one. But for most people, you do think that they think they're kind, and they want to be kind. They just can't shake some of the old habits. And I would say, start off with look at what you eat. You know that there are going to be other things that are healthier for you and that won't hurt animals, and that you'll feel good about eating. You won't have to sacrifice any taste. There are all these mock meats and all that sort of stuff. So just try some of these recipes. Veganize one meal a week. I mean, just go start. And then, of course, animals in the home have all sorts of tips about them, why not to declaw, why to use a harness instead of a collar. Entertaining yourself is, walk out of a film if there's cruelty to animals and tell the manager why you're walking away. Get your money back. Write in and make your voice count for something. They say hunters always want to show that they are powerful. Well, be a powerful consumer, or be a powerful viewer, be a powerful participant in life, not a robotic consumer.
Right, and people can make kind choices in choosing cosmetics that aren't tested on animals.
Investments, charities, even the kind of copy paper you use at work, what you do with recycling, how much you spend in the store, looking at the ingredients on everything and just seeing if there are animal slaughterhouse ingredients. Why eat them? Why smear that on your face? Why shampoo your hair with things like that? And don't, of course, go to things like the animal circus. Choose the non-animal circuses. Avoid anything that has an animal in it, because those animals aren't volunteers.
Right. Many of us in San Diego are quite saddened now with the situation with elephants, since the ones discarded by the San Diego Zoo have all died now, the ones who have been...
Yes, scandalous. And it wasn't as if they weren't warned. People need to listen. When animal rights people, whose business it is to study what happens to animals and what is in the animals' best interest, and people, they are people who have no financial vested interest in this, say, here's our recommendation. I think that has to be taken very seriously. Those poor elephants shouldn't ever have come into San Diego. They shouldn't ever have been transferred out of San Diego to that, to the colder climate. And animal rights people said that all along. Why wait till the animals are dead to say, gosh, you might have had a point?
And now they are all dead, all of the
yes.
ones transported out of here. And well, you know, you're coming to San Diego this Thursday. You'll be at Border Books, which is 1072 Camino del Rio North, and that's in Mission Valley, 7 p.m. book signing for Making Kind Choices. And, you know, you're coming to, well, America's finest city, but oh, there's so much cruelty that goes on here. Everywhere you look in San Diego, from the research labs to SeaWorld to Del Mar Racetrack, I mean, it's just almost America's cruelest city at times that we have here.
I don't know. There are everybody, of course, all over the place. You can see the most obvious cruelties, like a racetrack or something, or the elephants at the zoo. But really, I think the biggest cruelties, as you know, everyone eats. Everyone wears clothes, or almost everybody does, and everybody buys things. And so each one of us is involved every day in voting for or against cruelty, voting for compassion, or just turning our back on it. And so that, the thousands of dollars we spend every year, and the things we buy and eat and wear every day, really do make an enormous difference.
And
we can all get involved.
People should go to the PETA website, PETA.org. You just had an undercover investigation of a Tyson slaughterhouse in Alabama.
Yes, we did. We've also got one of the most hideous, I think. It's the Abu Ghraib for monkeys, and I don't use that term lightly. I know it's overused, but it's when people are in charge of victims, how they can bully them and make them frightened. We have an investigation into Covance Labs, which is a monkey lab in New Jersey. Please have a look at covancecruelty.com or peta.org and download that video, because Covance is so furious that we had an undercover investigator in, and that we're able to show the monkeys being slammed into the cages, choked, sworn at, cursed at, shouted at, just having tubes thrust down their nostrils. These poor animals, it's absolutely beyond belief that they have moved against us in the United Kingdom, and our video has been pulled from the website by the courts while we go through a trial. And I'd say that they're probably going to try that here in the U.S., so please go to peta.org, download the Covance video, and keep it and show it to everybody in case it comes off our website due to litigation.
Oh, gee. No freedom of speech then in that case,
no,
huh?
No. Not when there are financial interests involved. And, of course, animals are just caught up in this whole big business. Yeah. They don't not even considered as individuals anymore.
Well, at least you're coming to our state where the cows are happy.
I'm looking forward to that. Well, I better get a move on, but thank you, Bob, so much.
Oh, okay. I know you have to get on to another interview. We'll see you at Borders Books on Thursday. And the cows aren't really happy here. You know that.
I know they're miserable, and we're still in litigation. We're still trying to find a way to get back into court on that.
Yeah, it's amazing. So.
Yes, barren land does not a happy cow make.
Right, indeed.
Thank
you so much. Love you, Ingrid.
Love you. Bye.
Okay, bye. Okay, well, there you have Ingrid Newkirk, and I hope that you will go see her this coming Thursday, Borders Books in San Diego, Mission Valley, 1072 Camino del Rio North. Camino del Rio Norte. So that's this Thursday, June 9th, 7 p.m. Have her sign your copy of her new book, Making Kind Choices. I think the signature will be quite valuable sometime in the future, especially if she can get, you know, an up or down vote for sainthood. If she can get that vote, because in the future it'll be, you know, I'll trade you one Ingrid Newkirk signature and a Making Kind Choices for 100 George W. Bush's signatures, our authentic Kegmart receipts, his signature is there. So it was a pleasure again to talk to Ingrid on her whirlwind book tour. A little later in the hour, good news for cannibals and for hunter-gatherers. If you think your history is that of a hunter, forget it. You're off on that one, too. And, maybe you'll win a vegan vacation to Hawaii. I will have details on that coming up. Let's see. What did I do? I juggled my schedule around to get Ingrid on quickly here. Oh, with the impeachment, I wanted to mention a couple of places to you. AfterDowningStreet.org, AfterDowningStreet.org, and ImpeachBush.org. That's where things are starting to bubble up, to impeachment. Don't forget my delicious recipe, my herbal fruity beverage that celebrates the cause. And unfortunately, if George W. Bush were listening last week, if he's going to be charged with war crimes and all, if he listens to the May 29th Go Vegan with Bob Linden, which you can hear on the website, goveganradio.com, you will see that he actually winds up having a case for plausible deniability since he eats meat. And the connection with meat and war is indisputable. Check it out on the website. You can listen to archive shows there. And this is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And how do we do it? Well, we do it by buying airtime from radio stations, and we're on the internet, and advertising is for vegan and cruelty-free products only. And we also do it with your donation. And, some listeners keep telling me, remind the audience that this is purchased airtime, that every week you have to put out money to buy airtime from radio stations, and free speech is expensive. So I ask that you do make a tax-deductible donation. And we accept cars and boats and real estate and stock also, especially Halliburton. But you make your tax-deductible donation payable to Go Vegan and mail it to P.O. Box 40246. That's P.O. Box 40246, San Diego, California, 92164. And again, I remind you, it's this coming Thursday where you'll have the opportunity to see Ingrid Newkirk. And we will continue on Go Vegan with Bob Linden.
Go Going vegan just got easier. Presenting Follow Your Heart Chicken Free Chicken. Now at natural food stores everywhere. All the taste, none of the bird. Vegan, low fat, low sodium, cholesterol free, chicken free chicken from Follow Your Heart. 11 grams of protein per 2.5 ounce serving. Ready to serve, delicious hot or cold, like on a sandwich with new organic veggies. You are what you eat. Don't be chicken. Try chicken free chicken. Get some at Follow Your Heart on Sherman Way, a block and a half east of Topanga, Canoga Park, and natural food stores everywhere.
And also from Follow Your Heart, you get vegan gourmet cheese alternatives. They melt, so you don't have to have dairy. Dairy is scary, especially for the cows. And you can go to the PETA website, too, PETA.org, and see what's going on with the whole happy cow dispute. But anyway, from Follow Your Heart, you also get great salad dressings, and vegan ones include creamy miso ginger, balsamic vinaigrette, and Italian vinaigrette. And I think that that you will enjoy them all.
M-E-A-T-S-T-I-N-K-S. Meat stinks.
That it does for the animals, for the environment, and for your health. So what I would recommend is that, well, you give up meat, you go vegan, and you start drinking goji juice to make up for all those years of abuse of, you know, meat eating. You know, what if you could take a drink a day that would help you look good, feel good, lose weight, increase your energy, reduce your stress and anxiety, and maybe even put a silly grin on your face all day? After all, goji does translate to happy. It's the happy berry. If you suffer from high blood pressure, high cholesterol, diabetes, cancer, arthritis, fibromyalgia, as you can see, that many of these are connected to dietary causes, meat and dairy. So give them up and start drinking goji juice. Any disease that you're battling on a daily basis, stop what you're doing and listen to what this is about. We're offering you a product that has been giving amazing benefits to people who suffer from these and other ailments. Goji juice, Himalayan goji juice. The goji berry contains over 21 trace minerals and more than 500 times the amount of vitamin C by weight than oranges, making it one of the most dense whole energy foods on the planet. It's a powerful antioxidant. Founder Dr. Earl Mindell says that the goji juice has more powerful benefits on health, well-being, and anti-aging than any other product he's seen in the last 40 years. And he's the best-selling author of the Vitamin Bible. So it's the unique polysaccharides found in the berries that allow for the juice to actually work with the DNA of the cells, repairing and restoring cell damage. This juice really can benefit everyone. If you're tired of being tired all the time, just 2 ounces in the morning and 2 ounces in the evening, and you'll feel like a new person. Money back guarantee. You have nothing to lose. So try it for 3 months. Get back the energy of your youth. Try goji juice today. You can go to my website, govegan.freelife.com. govegan.freelife.com. Also, Dimas Akfale, a very popular person in the Pacific Islander community, is bringing gojis to the Pacific Islanders, and he asks that you visit his website, berriesforguam.freelife.com. That's berriesforguam, berriesforguam.freelife.com. And Dimas Akfali is at 562-402-9036. And Judith Miranda is inviting all Seventh-day Adventists to enjoy goji juice. Call her at 818-458-8884, 818-458-8884, or you can go to her website, healthandlife.freelife.com.
This is gonna be your fall blended.
And we continue now. Once again, my thanks to Ingrid Newkirk for being on today's show. What You missed the interview? You're just tuning in now? No worry. You can go to the website and hear it all at goveganradio.com, where you can also make a tax-deductible donation at the website. And, yeah, so make sure you get a copy of Making Kind Choices at Borders Books this coming Thursday, June 9th, 7 p.m., where Ingrid Newkirk will be one of the most inspirational speakers you will ever encounter. And she's at Borders this Thursday. And this book would make a great gift, you know, buy a dozen, buy 20. I believe that the Corporation said that the Christmas shopping season now starts the first week of June. Wasn't that the most patriotic thing we were advised to do years back? Is, okay, all right, we had these bombings, but everybody, look, be sensible. Just go shopping. Go shopping. Okay, so now the Corporation says the Christmas shopping season starts the first week of June, so pick up a bundle of Making Kind Choices, okay? Now, I'd like you to check out the website. Check out Happy Cow's Vegetarian Guide. It's a free worldwide searchable database of vegetarian restaurants and health food stores, also offering information on vegetarian nutrition and health and recipes and raw foods and travel and veganism and vegetarian dining. The website address is happycow.net. happycow.net. Now, in partnership with the Blossoming Lotus Restaurant, Happy Cow is sponsoring an all-expenses-paid one-week trip for two to the winner of a Vegan World is Possible contest. And all the information is for you at happycow.net. A lucky winner will receive an all-expenses-paid one-week trip for two to the Garden Island Paradise of Kauai, Hawaii. I've been there. I love it. And gosh, I wish there would have been a great vegan restaurant when I visited years ago. The Blossoming Lotus is getting rave reviews as the number one vegetarian restaurant on the Hawaiian Islands and one of the best vegan restaurants in the world. That's what critics are saying. So go to happycow.net. You register for the contest there. What you'll do is you'll purchase a copy of the great new cookbook, Vegan World Fusion, the Vegan World Fusion Cuisine Cookbook. Get that at Happy Cow. Write a review of the book with an explanation of why a vegan diet and lifestyle is good for you and the planet. And then maybe you will be the lucky winner heading to Hawaii. So make sure that you go to the website, happycow.net. And let me see here. Where's the folder I was looking for here? Ah, here it is. You can volunteer efforts to help animals celebrate June 11th as Animal Guardian Volunteer Day. The event is being promoted nationwide by In Defense of Animals, so go to idausa.org. In Defense of Animals, an animal protection organization with more than 80,000 members internationally, has declared June 11th, 2005, Animal Guardian Volunteer Day, to recognize animal guardians nationwide by encouraging participation in events that turn compassion for animals into action by volunteering to help animals. So all the information you need on that is at idausa.org. Now, the Animal Rights 2005 National Conference at the Los Angeles Westin LAX is, it's headed really for a sellout, it looks like. The host hotel, the Westin, has no more rooms available. And the organizers, Farm is attempting to set up a room block in a nearby hotel. Attendee registration will be closed once the capacity of 1,000 is reached. So you better sign up maybe today. Go to the website, ar2005.org, ar2005.org. And there's a limited number of low-income discounts and work scholarships still available. So you can visit the registration page for details on that. And also there's a lodging board to assist you with room sharing and baby and dog sitting arrangements, as well as a travel board to assist you in forming carpools to get to AR2005. And it's a wonderful conference, organized traditional problems and issues and organizing tactics. And there'll be rap sessions and reports and videos. And it'll feature 90 exhibits and veritable who's who in the animal rights world. So you can register online, ar2005.org, or call 1-888-FARM-USA. That's 1-888-FARM-USA. So let me see here. I'm not ready for my break yet, am I? I don't think I'm quite, or am I ready for? Okay. Then we can do a break, and then we can do animal news and views, perhaps an extended version today. So we will continue. This is Go Vegan with Bob Linden. I invite you to go to the website, goveganradio.com, for this and other archive shows. Last week's show there was the one that connected the dots between war and meat. So you might want to visit that one. And as I said, you can invite your friends to go listen to Ingrid's interview today on Go Vegan with Bob Linden. And if you wish to reach me, you can email me, bob@goveganradio.com, or call 818-623-6477. Again, the website is goveganradio.com. I'm always talking about how delicious Veganaise is. No vegan kitchen should be without it. It dresses up even the simplest foods, like my favorite sandwich, avocado, tomato, and Veganaise. Or is it mashed up chickpeas, celery, onions, and Veganaise? Or a tofu burger with Veganaise? Well, I do know I love it on baked or steamed yams. Well, you think you'd read about Veganaise in a cookbook, it winning the American Tasting Institute Award? So I was surprised to see Veganaise in a book about stroke prevention. Yet there it is, page 194, in Stroke Free for Life by David Weber's MD, Chair, Cerebrovascular Diseases, and Director, Stroke Research Center, Mayo Clinic. And who would know better about a Mayo alternative? Try Veganaise, now in organic. Available at Follow Your Heart, Canoga Park, California, and natural food stores everywhere. Try Veganaise, you'll love it, like Paul McCartney does. I happen to know that Paul McCartney likes Veganaise. He wrote the foreword for Ingrid's book, Making Kind Choices. You'll see Ingrid this coming Thursday at Borders Books in Mission Valley in San Diego. Okay, so, by the way, if you're interested in the goji juice, you can pick up a bottle at Rancho's Natural Foods Market at 3918 30th Street, North Park, San Diego, a store that, except for honey, is vegan. Yes, the entire Rancho's Natural Foods Market, vegan. The deli with delicious entrees and soups. Go in any day of the week. Delicious tamales, pineapple tamales, just a wonderful salad bar there with raw dressings, a juice bar. I always go in and buy my organic produce and go right over to the juice bar and have a juice right there. I do, I do apples and carrots and beets and garlic and ginger and parsley and lemon and tomato. Really delicious, huh? You can also get organic wheatgrass juice, organic salsa, if you have a sweet tooth, cookies, cakes, vegan, all there at Rancho's Natural Foods Market with a wide selection welcoming all raw food enthusiasts at 3918 30th Street. And don't forget Rancho's right next door, Rancho's Cocina Mexican and Vegetarian Cuisine at 3910 30th Street and two other locations, 1830 Sunset Cliffs Boulevard and 4705 Point Loma Avenue, each with close to 100 vegan menu options.
Oh, no, now it looks like they're giving the people animal burgers.
Well, we will have none of that around here, and None of that in the lunchroom at Bear Auto either, because, well, the folks are vegan, animal sympathetic. You'll be comfortable going into Bear Auto with PETA posters on the wall. Bear Auto at 1944 South Santa Fe Drive in Vista. The phone number, 760-597-1600. Open 7 days a week with hundreds of recycled cars available, boats and collector cars, too. You can see the complete inventory and get directions and information on in-house financing. Because Bear Auto buys cars, they'll give you cash for your car. Go to the website. It's BearAutoSales.com, B-E-A-R AutoSales.com. Say hi to Gary, and remember, there's no pressure there, except maybe from the two rescued sales poodles, Chet and Lewis. It's BearAutoSales.com.
Save the planet, save the children, everyone go vegan.
That would certainly be a good start. And a good finish, yes, if everyone were to go vegan. So if you're experiencing pain and you don't want to go to the pharmaceutical route and you're looking for natural healing, might I recommend acupuncture to you? If you're having problems with arthritis or you had an auto injury, you have back pain, carpal tunnel syndrome, fibromyalgia, headaches, knee pain, migraines, muscle spasms, neck pain, repetitive strain injury, shin splints, tennis elbow, wrist pain. If you have allergies, stress-related conditions, if you have issues related to fertility, why, might I suggest that you visit Chang Acupuncture and Associates. Say hi to Julie Chang, 7969 Engineer Road in Kearny Mesa in San Diego. The phone number is 858-495-0771. And, get your energy flowing. And acupuncture is not painful. You hardly know that the needles are there. And you certainly will feel a lot better. So you can find out all about it at the website. It's sdhealthylife.com. sdhealthylife.com for Chang Acupuncture and Associates. We continue now on Go Vegan with Bob Linden, heard on radio stations throughout Southern California and worldwide on the internet anytime at goveganradio.com. Like to do animal news and views. And let us do that, shall we? All right. People have always talked about, ooh, what would happen if, you're in a plane crash in the Andes, and, Idi Amin was a cannibal, and, all of that, so what would people taste like, huh? Well, good news for cannibals. This from the Stanford Daily. And that is, a human flesh alternative is now selling on the internet. Well, it says, who knew that there was a market for food that tastes like human flesh? Well, apparently Mark Knuckles, founder of Hufu, H-U-F-U, a company that sells tofu that's textured and flavored like human flesh. A student at Dartmouth's Tuck Business School, Nucol said that the idea for Hufu, or Hufu, I guess, dubbed the healthy human flesh alternative, sprang from his interest in anthropology and cannibalism in particular. And, you know, although to me, meat eating and cannibalism aren't that far apart. Anyway, he says, quote, "It just happens that I've always had an interest in cultural anthropology, especially studies of incidents of cannibalism. The practice has struck me as vivid and freighted with meaning. The theme runs deeper than one might think." Anyway, he recently launched the website eathufu.com, eathufu.com, where visitors can order the product and merchandise, and they can also read short histories of famous cannibals. Okay, so there you have, if you've been wondering, you know, people keep saying, wow, tastes a lot like chicken. Well, now you don't have to guess anymore. All right. Humans. Interesting creature, huh? All right. Man the Hunter theory is debunked in a new book. You wouldn't know it by current world events, but humans actually evolved to be peaceful, cooperative, and social animals. This from Washington University in St. Louis. In a new book, an anthropologist at Washington University in St. Louis goes against the prevailing view and argues that primates, including early humans, evolved not as hunters, but as prey of many predators, including wild dogs and cats and hyenas and eagles and crocodiles. So, despite popular theories, it says, posed in research papers and popular literature, early man was not an aggressive killer, argues Robert W. Sussman, Ph.D., professor of anthropology and arts and sciences. Sussman's book, Man the Hunted, Primates, Predators, and Human Evolution, poses a new theory based on the fossil record in living primate species that primates have been prey for millions of years, a fact that greatly influenced the evolution of early man. He co-authored the book with Donna Hart, Ph.D., a member of the faculty of Pierre Laclede Honors College in the Department of Anthropology at the University of Missouri-St. Louis. It says, our intelligence, cooperation, and many other features we have as modern humans developed from our attempts to outsmart the predator, says Sussman. Since the 1924 discovery of the first early humans, Australopithecines, which lived from 7 million years ago to 2 million years ago, many scientists theorized that these early human ancestors were hunters and possessed a killer instinct. Through his research and writing, Sussman has worked for years to debunk that theory. An expert in the ecology and social structure of primates, Sussman does extensive field work in primate behavior and ecology in Costa Rica, Guyana, Madagascar, and elsewhere, and author of a number of other books. The idea of man the hunter is the generally accepted paradigm of human evolution, says Sussman, who recently served as editor of American Anthropologist. He says, quote, "It developed from a basic Judeo-Christian ideology of man being inherently evil, aggressive, and a natural killer. In fact, when you really examine the fossil and living non-human primate evidence, that is just not the case." Studying the fossil evidence and examining it, Sussman and Hart's research was based on evidence dating back nearly 7 million years. Most theories on man the hunter fail to incorporate the key fossil evidence. We wanted evidence, not just theory. We thoroughly examined literature available on the skulls and bones and footprints and environmental evidence. And since the process of human evolution is so long and varied, Sussman and Hart decided to focus their research on that specific species that I mentioned, the Australopithecus. They said they were probably strong, like a small ape. Adults range from about 3 to 5 feet, and they weighed 60 to 100 pounds. And they were basically smallish fruit eaters. And the researchers said it didn't have the sharp shearing blades necessary to retain and cut such foods as meat. These early humans simply couldn't eat meat. If they couldn't eat meat, why would they hunt? So that is the conclusion to which they come on that. Now, let's see. Oh, I got this message from Sherry at Maple Farm Sanctuary. She informed me of the consent decree filed on tissue residue case involving Alvin Souza Dairy in California. On April 13th, 2005, a consent decree of permanent injunction was filed against Alvin L. Souza, an individual doing business as Alvin Souza Dairy of Tulare, California. This action is based on the numerous illegal drug residues caused by the firm and Mr. Souza's failure to maintain controls to prevent illegal residues in animals delivered for slaughter. You know, you wonder about people who go, oh, I'm not feeling well today, I'm feeling sick, must be a bug, must have caught the flu, or maybe you're consuming residues, huh? The U.S. Department of Agriculture's Food Safety and Inspection Service found 13 illegal tissue residues in edible tissues, if you consider animals edible, in edible tissues of seven animals from this dairy sampled between December 4th and January 28th, 2004. The drug residues found included antibiotics such as penicillin, also, what is this called? Gentamicin, neomycin, and sulfadimethoxine that were found to be above the permitted tolerance levels, or in some cases where no established tolerance for the new animal drug had been established. The FDA is concerned about the sale of animals for slaughter for human food that may contain illegal levels of animal drugs because of their potential for adverse effects on human health. So must be serious if the GovEnron meant got involved with that, huh? Okay. Elephant friends, free speech endangered at the LA Zoo. In Defense of Animals is suing. Well, let's see. On Wednesday, May 25th, Catherine Doyle, who's been a guest on our show, an LA citizen, and In Defense of Animals filed a lawsuit against the Los Angeles Zoo for violation of constitutional rights. Mothers like Doyle, schoolchildren, teachers, and concerned citizens have been frequent fixtures at the LA Zoo over the last 2 years to expose inadequacies of the current elephant exhibit and to highlight the negative impacts its shortcomings have had on Gita and Ruby and Billy, the three remaining elephants at the zoo. The zoo's response to the peaceful and legal education efforts was a free speech zone instituted last month, which denies activists all outreach and educational opportunities and their free speech at the city-run zoo by forcing them to an area located in the parking lot directly east of the zoo's front entry plaza, away from zoo-goers. So there's a free speech lawsuit going on with that. You have the Tanita Tikaram? Is that queued up by any chance? And yeah? The Tanita Tikaram song? Yeah? I wouldn't mind.
Must carve. Must carve poor cow. Slice her up, poor cow. Slice her up, slice her up, poor cow. Yep.
Yeah, you slice her up, you get illegal residue. You got poop burgers. Where do you think E. coli comes? E. coli comes from, well, they can't get the fecal matter. Huh? Okay. This from The Guardian in the UK. Scientists are dismayed by British Airways. British Airways has been accused of setting back medical research in the UK by enforcing a blanket ban on the transportation of live animals for use in experiments. Well, bravo, British Airways. Let's everybody travel, BA, huh? Government officials and leading scientists have expressed their dismay to the airline about the toughening of its stance, which they feel will send the wrong message to scientists and pharmaceutical companies involved in animal experimentation. And it says, could encourage extremists who have been running a high-profile campaign to shut down the live animal trade. Well, who are the extremists? May I suggest that you take Ingrid Newkirk's advice and go to PETA.org, PETA.org, to see the extremism that goes on in the laboratories, why the extremists are... Well, who is the extremist here, huh? Look at that undercover investigation, and you tell me, okay? And, kudos to British Airways, huh, for not being a participant in this atrocity. That's great. Okay, so let's see. Where is this from? This is from BBC News. Unprecedented effort is required to slow biodiversity loss if we continue with our current rate of species extinction. We will have no chance of rolling back poverty, and the lives of all humans will be diminished. That's the stark warning to come out of the Millennium Ecosystem Assessment. The most comprehensive audit of the health of our planet to date. Organisms are disappearing at something like 100 to 1,000 times the background level seen in the fossil record. Scientists warn that removing so many species puts our own existence at risk. It will certainly make it much harder to lift the world's poor out of hardship, given that these people are often the most vulnerable to ecosystem degradation, the researchers say. And, it's an ever faster rate that we destroy habitat. And why do we destroy habitat, huh? Well, to graze animals, to eat them, or to grow food to feed the animals whom we will eat. Very strange. Let's see. This is the way the Associated Press wrote it. Said an animal rights activist pleaded not guilty recently to domestic terrorism charges that he freed mink from Midwestern farms in 1997, causing thousands of dollars in damage and spreading fear through the nation's fur farmers. Are we using the word terrorism a bit much here now, as somebody is being charged with domestic terrorism by freeing animals? Peter Daniel Young, 27, made the plea in U.S. District Court in Madison as he appeared for the first time on charges after eluding authorities for more than 7 years. Judge Teresa Owens ordered... Judge Owens? Doesn't that sound like one who was... appointed by Bush? I guess this might be a different Owens. Ordered Young held without bail, saying he's a flight risk and a danger to the community. Yes, he might free more of the oppressed. Investigators say Young is part of the Animal Liberation Front, a radical group that aims to destroy animal-related industries. An FBI official said last week that ALF and similar groups are the nation's top domestic terrorism threat. Whew. Where is our intelligence, huh? It's really beyond belief. Prosecutors say, I'm still going from the AP report here. Prosecutors say Young and accomplice Justin Samuel set out to cripple the fur industry in 1997, freeing more than 7,000 mink from their cages at five farms in Iowa, South Dakota, and Wisconsin. The two were indicted in 1998 on four counts of interference with commerce, et cetera. Let's see, authorities in 99 picked up Samuel, who agreed to cooperate in exchange for a 2-year prison sentence. Young was a fugitive until this past March. And Teresa Platt, executive director of the Fur Commission USA, a trade association for mink farmers in 28 states, said the attacks terrorized Midwestern farmers. Ooh, we're so scared that we can't gas animals. We're so scared that we can't do anal electrocution on animals. We're so scared we can't, inject pesticide into the animals. Isn't that scary? Oh, we're so frightened. We're terrorized that we can't kill animals. Oh, what a terrible, terrorizing thing to take away from someone. They can't stomp or drown an animal. Oh, that I could see how scary that would be. What terrorism that is. Who's being terrorized here, huh? Who? Anyway, What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Anyway, there are supporters of Peter and the animal rights community who seem to think that that he's not the terrorist, and perhaps the fur farmers are. Excuse me, I just dropped something on the floor here. Talk among yourselves. Okay. Didn't want to lose this here. The support website for Peter is supportpeter.com, supportpeter.com. You can go to that website, and you can donate to the Peter Young Support Fund. He'll need, obviously, need legal assistance because he's being charged with terrorism, domestic terrorism. It's so scary when you wake up in the morning and you can't kill animals. You can't anally electrocute. It's just so scary. You can donate to the Peter Young Support Fund at 740 A 14th Street, number 237, San Francisco, 94114. You can email info@supportpeta.com. Who are these terrorists? Using the word a bit much, you know, when Julie Mescal had her trial in Covina there, you know, with the Nazi cuter Joan Krawczyk and that horrible judge who banned the Constitution from the courtroom. What was her name? Monica Bachner. The Nazi cuter brought up the word terrorism in her trial, and Julie Mescal was handing out flyers talking about how cruel the rodeo is. So, oh, we're terrorized. We might get a paper cut here. We're using that T word a bit much, I think. Don't you? You know. Anyway, what you gonna do? Let's see here. What you want to do is not live near a fast food outlet. It says here from WCNC, more fast food outlets, the higher the heart attack rate, the study says. The more fast food restaurants there are in your neighborhood, the higher the rate of heart disease. Well, go figure, huh? Researchers found that in areas with fewer fast food outlets, less than 10 per 100,000 population, the rate was a lot less than, you know, when there were lots of them. Oh, this isn't rocket science here. This is, you know, what we know, huh? Okay. What do I get to? What am I doing on time? Oh, still have a little time here. Let's see. Oh, did I misplace the story? Oh, I misplaced the stories I wanted to get to. Or did I put them over here? Columbia grad returns his PhD to protest animal cruelty. On the day before the Columbia University 21st commencement on Wednesday, May 18th, Dr. Charles Patterson, who wrote Eternal Treblinka, returned his doctorate to the office of the president of Columbia because he was just so upset with the animal experimentation going on at that university. So, let's see here. What did I do with... oh, gosh. I'm so upset. I had... well, I know that Paul Watson put out something from the Sea Shepherd Society, very upset with Disney, because Disney now in Tokyo, or in Hong Kong, is selling shark fin soup, and that is a total travesty. The apex predator, the sharks, their fins are cut off using long fishing lines, and then they're dumped back into the water to drown while people spend anywhere from $250 to $400 a bowl for shark fin soup. So Captain Watson, very upset with Disney at the moment. There's a new system out that lets you spy on your kids to see what they're getting for lunch. So this, let's see here. There were three school districts in the Atlanta area a couple of weeks ago became the first in the country to offer the parental monitoring option of an electronic lunch payment system called MealPay.com, created by Horizon Software International of Loganville, Georgia. So the folks, parents, be able to keep an eye out on the kids and make sure that they're not just getting junk food for lunch. And let me see if I can find what I was looking for here. Talk amongst yourselves. Have I asked you to send a tax-deductible donation lately? Yes? Well, please do. It's time flies when you're having fun. Send your tax-deductible donation to support this show so we can be on the air and have guests like Ingrid Newkirk on. And I do hope that you will go get a copy of her latest book, Making Kind Choices, and visit her at the book signing this Thursday, Borders Books, in San Diego, Mission Valley, 1072 Camino del Rio North. And that's this Thursday, June 9th, 7 p.m. Say hi to Ingrid, one of the true heroes, one of the modern-day heroes that we have. Let's see here. Right, and make your tax-deductible donation payable, please, to Go Vegan, and mail it to P.O. Box 40246, San Diego, 92164. Thank you for listening. Please stop eating animals. Stop wearing animals. Go vegan for life.